That's the thing you've got to be looking out for in the dating world nowadays, isn't it? Just how insane might your girl, the girl you're going to marry, be? You're going to have to like put them through a pretty big screening process, like just to make sure that she, like, if you have a child with her, she's not going to change its gender. It's like, I never thought I'd say anything like that in my life.
I love to lead this one off with a bit of levity. Friends, it's Sean from SGT Report. Of course, that was my friend and SGT Report producer, Matt. And we're back with all of the real news the demon creatures and mockingbirds don't want the American people to know. Thanks so much for tuning in, friends. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. The US dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 1970s when Nixon decoupled the dollar from gold, and the government is bent on continuing the tradition. From now until the next elections, the government will simply print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand this type of inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments, and this month you can get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com now. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. It's the gold company I trust. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from sgtreport.com, thephaser.com, and thelibertymill.com. Three sources for truth, and I do suggest you stun them with truth, friends, because, guys, I got to tell you, if your friends, neighbors, and colleagues are getting their quote-unquote news from MSNBC, CNN, or the Washington Post, Bezos blog, well, they're hopelessly lost. And by the way, friends, boom, we have the documents which expose the entire New World Order nanotech genocidal beast system plan. Just the hard facts in black and white, in their words, their documents. And that's my new interview with Hope and Tavon, friends. Maybe that explains why these poor souls just died suddenly. A 32-year-old UK mom has died of sad sudden adult death syndrome just 14 hours after her 5-month-old baby died of SIDS. This is the New World Order, and could it be the COVID-19 mRNA vaccinations that played a role in these deaths? Again, the pathologist has no answers why a healthy baby, a 5-month-old baby, would die suddenly of SIDS, and 14 hours later the mom dies of sudden adult death syndrome. Well, as I tweeted, friends, and I'll show you right here, God rest their souls, and may God damn those who murdered them at Pfizer, bioweapon. I added bioweapon because that's what it is. And you will learn that information. You'll be able to share it with your friends, neighbors, and colleagues if you listen to that interview with Hope and Tavon. Friends, I'm so glad to have back on the line my longtime friend, Matt. He's my contributor at sgtreport.com. We have a lot to cover today. Matt, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Sean. How are you? I'm out here in Thailand surviving in monsoon season. So all good.
All right, brother. Well, God bless you. And by the way, guys, another note. In a stunning twist, this from Kanoka the Great over on Twitter. We all know it, but I wanted to share this particular tweet. The Biden DOJ has indicted Dr. Gail Luft, a Biden corruption whistleblower, for not registering as a foreign agent. Well, that's the exact same crime Hunter Biden committed, not registering as a foreign agent, as he committed all levels of treason and sedition against the U.S. government, taking bribes, quantifiable bribes, from the Chinese government. And probably Russia. Well, will we ever know the truth? With a crooked DOJ and a crooked FBI, I don't think we're going to really know the truth until Donald J. Trump becomes president once again. Matt, does it surprise you that the criminal DOJ under Biden has indicted a Biden whistleblower instead of actually holding Biden's feet to the fire for his crimes?
Not for one second. You've got a complete banana republic and corrupt set of politicians in power in the US. In the West in general, but certainly in the US. Yeah, some guys come out with alleging the bribes to Hunter, and he's indicted because he's the whistleblower, whereas Hunter can get scot-free. I mean, this looks to me very much like how a Politburo is set up. Yeah, you're going to start having, you know, political action committees soon, and they'll only prosecute those with the wrong opinion. And you're starting to see that now. This doesn't surprise me, but it is going to need somebody to come in and clear it up. Like you said, like Trump.
Yeah, or God himself, honestly. And I keep saying what you just said, a banana republic. It's never been more clear that that is what our beloved republic has become, a banana republic. But that's what happens when an election is stolen. Look what happened in Brazil, right? They literally implanted a criminal. A convicted criminal is now the president of Brazil in a stolen election. So it's rinse and repeat. The New World Order, it's what they're doing all over the world, Matt.
Yeah, and then Bolsonaro, I think they've barred Bolsonaro from actually running again till 2030. So, yeah, it's again the same thing. It's just political corruption, pure and simple. I mean, it's out in the open. You can see it. It doesn't take a genius to work it all out. They're stopping the people who are more responsive to what the people actually want, and they're installing global criminals.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is the way the world's working at the moment.
Yeah, and by the way, the mainstream media just can't seem to figure out. They just can't suss out. They can't quite connect the dots about where that coke came from, the cocaine in the White House. They just can't figure it out. And they're saying it's impossible to figure out because, well, you know, a lot of traffic goes through the White House. You think that place isn't loaded with every single surveillance video camera on Earth? It's probably one of the most surveilled buildings in our nation. But they can't figure out who left the cocaine in there? Could it have been Hunter Biden? Boy, I don't know. That's a bridge too far for the mainstream horror media.
I think you're stretching there, Sean, surely. Yeah. I mean, like, Dan Bongino had the best commentary on this for me. Obviously, having worked in the Secret Service at the White House. So, and he was saying essentially that it's impossible to get through coke through those entrances or any entrances. They've got the equipment and the knowledge to actually detect anybody bringing coke into the White House. The only people that don't get inspected by the Secret Service are protectees. So it has to be a family member.
That
was his conclusion, having worked there. It says it can only be now, you know, like some. I think was it Ted Cruz says it might be Kamala, but like I think the obvious is staring you right in the face here. It's got to be Hunter, isn't it? I
mean, in the bottom line is we live in a banana republic where there is no equal justice under the law. There is no justice at all. And the son and the president's son is a cokehead. And by the way, don't be surprised, Matt, if the next news item we hear is child porn has been discovered in the White House. Can't imagine who that belongs to. Probably Sleepy Joe and Hunter. They probably watch that stuff together.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. He's a known paedophile. The pictures have come out from his laptop on that. Yeah, I mean, he's just a complete degenerate. So, and he fits right in with the family as far as I can make out.
All right, friends, we're going to turn our attention to the deck that's been prepared by Matt. We're going to discover some things that don't always get covered by the horror mainstream media. Laura Loomer is exposing another leg of the coup. Take it away, Matt. What's this all about?
Yeah, this was Laura Loomer on with Steve Bannon, and what she's alleging is that there's actually essentially a plot to steal the nomination from Trump. I mean, Trump's so far out ahead in just any poll against any like Republican frontrunner that it's not even funny. I think like he's what 30 points ahead of like DeSantis, and so he's just going to run with it. He's just going to take the nomination. And her allegation is that they're putting the people and the rules in place to stop his nomination. So not only is Trump fighting the corruption of the deep state, the Democrats, he's also fighting the corruption within the GOP. So whether that succeeds or not, I don't know, but according to Laura Loomer, there certainly seems to be evidence that he's going to have his nomination scuppered.
You know what? It's so funny, man, to watch this stuff happen, because I watched this happen in real time back in, 2011, 2012 with Ron Paul. It's the same exact behavior from the mainstream media and the GOP establishment, just like over in the DNC. They're refusing to allow Sleepy Joe to debate anybody. There will be no primaries. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. probably will not get to take the stage with sleepy, creepy, criminal Joe Biden, because there is no pretense anymore in this country of open, honest, fair elections. Zero, zilch.
How is that not a banana republic? You, one of the leading parties essentially is going to have no debate at all and just going to install someone. I mean, the UK's prime minister at the moment, he wasn't elected in either. So like, the people in the West are just seem to be just installed. They're just like making sure everybody accepts that and gets used to it. So yeah, it's a complete corruption.
Well, we'll keep our eye on all of it, because as I've been saying and lamenting, and by the way, friends, I did just spend time in Mexico, in Puerto Vallarta and in Huatulco, and I couldn't more highly recommend both. And what I've been saying is, and I'll try to share this in a future video, is that when the SHT hits the fan here in the United States, friends, I don't think Mexico will skip a beat. Most of the folks in Mexico, there's a great percentage of folks in Mexico who don't even have banking. They're not in the banking system. These people love cash. A lot of the shop owners do not take credit cards. And Mexico is just a vast, beautiful country. And I think that when this country collapses, if it collapses by design, Mexico will not skip a beat. More on that later. Matt, I want to circle back here and talk about the thousands of YouTubers who have pushed COVID jabs. Well, guess what, guys? They now have turbo cancers. And as we know, and as I just shared in that previous slide from Twitter, Dr. William Mackis has been talking about turbo cancer. Well, here, as Matt notes, YouTube, TikTok influencers paid by the government to shill for Big Pharma are now getting extremely sick and are announcing they've been diagnosed with rare and aggressive cancers. Matt, you just can't make this stuff up.
No, but it's entirely predictable, isn't it? I mean, like we like all the doctors we've been listening to, and I post from, have been Ryan Cole. They've all been saying that this is likely on the cards, and this is actually what's playing out. Loads of YouTubers, I think, was it Naomi Wolf actually pulled this one out and said that they were all paid by Pfizer, and they were like backdoor bribes, and there was like messaging to influencers on Instagram to promote the jab to make sure everybody was on the same page, and they all took the blood money and said, yeah, go and get the jab, and they're now paying their price for their own ignorance. And a lot of these YouTubers are now, and TikTok influencers are now, starting to get breast cancer. And as I note there, is it Grace Helbig or whatever her name is, she's got 2.6 million followers, told everybody to take the jab, and she's now got breast cancer. And I can sort of see this anecdotally as well. I mean, everybody watches other YouTube channels and that aren't politically motivated. And quite a lot of these channels that I watch, just for entertainment purposes, you know, the presenter's telling you that like somebody they know has got ill or just died or just got cancer or something like that. This is a big problem, because it's now getting out, and it's almost undeniable.
You know, I don't want to be too hard on these folks, because no, maybe some of them didn't know that they were making a bargain with the devil. So we'll give them the benefit of the doubt, but now they're battling for their very lives, because they too submitted and agreed to, they complied with Big Pharma, and they took the bioweapon. They also took, as you note, and I think you used the right term, the blood money. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, they were shilling for Big Pharma, and they didn't even know it. I mean, like, I do have sympathy for them. I'm not suggesting that anybody deserves cancer because they didn't know. But like, yeah, it just continues to be the biggest crime in world history, doesn't it? This bioweapon rollout.
Yeah, it sure does. And by the way, guys, you know, when I mentioned Mexico and the SHT hitting the fan here in the United States, there are a few things that we can learn from the France riots. And one of the things I think we can learn is that our nations have been invaded, in the case of France, because Macron is in the pocket of the New World Order. He's literally a former Rothschild banker. And these are the folks he takes his marching orders from. So all of the immigration, the open borders in France, have led to the problem we're now seeing in France, which is a total meltdown. And Matt, sadly, what I'd like to share with the audience is I think the activation of those paid agitators, most of whom are young military-aged men, most of whom are not Caucasian and don't look French, those folks are also in this nation. And I do worry about the activation, and I mean that quite literally. When those folks are activated to become the agitators in the streets and burn stuff down in our nation, well, I think we might look a lot like France.
I think that's highly probable, and that was Jordan Sather's warning, is that France is essentially just like a prelude for what you could actually see in the US. because exactly the same model has been employed. Soros, and through his various NGOs, was funding African migrants from the northern, Tunisia, anywhere around there, into Italy. And there were taxi services taking boat upon boat upon boat of people all the way into Europe. They were allowed to walk up all the way through Europe, get into the UK, into France, into Germany. They were given free housing, free healthcare, free everything. And that's been going on for well over a decade. And now, obviously, there's like hundreds and, well, if not millions of migrants that are in these countries that essentially don't fit in with the local populace. They have a completely different set of values. And they're being pushed, agitated, and this is exactly it. One of them gets shot. Now, whether that was a justified shooting, we don't quite know yet. He was stopped. I think the migrant that kicked all this off was shot by police because he was actually escaping a police checkpoint. So, but that's still no justification to like burn an entire country to the ground. I mean, yeah, this is just paid agitators. Just causing absolute chaos right across France. As far as I'm aware, it's right across France from like Paris to Marseille. Thousands of buildings have been burnt. Yeah. Multiple thousands of vehicles have gone. This is a country in complete disarray, and it's obviously given the globalists a license now to just surveil and turn on cameras and become a completely totalitarian society. So the WEF getting what it wanted, problem, reaction, solution.
Right. And by the way, so the Khazarian Mafia, the Rothschild, the House of Rothschild, this is exactly their plan. And by the way, there is a clip, a soundbite. I wish I had it. I don't. I'm going off memory here, but a somewhat petite Jewish woman in her early 40s had talked about this openly years and years ago. I've seen it. I played the clip. I know others have as well. I don't have it in front of me, but she talks about the fact that Jews are behind this, and the Jewish plan is to make these Western nations no longer majority white. They want to destroy us from within so they can control us. Now, those are her words. They're not my words, Matt. And it's a little bit like the mainstream horror media saying the mRNA vaccine is completely safe, run out and get it. It's a little bit like the horror mainstream media saying child sex trafficking doesn't exist. And if you believe it does, well, you're probably a boomer with brain worms. This is upside down world. Listen to this.
All this week, we have been featuring The Atlantic's special double issue devoted to American democracy in crisis. From the events surrounding the January 6th insurrection to the extraordinary Republican efforts to prove that voter fraud is real, the magazine devotes itself to the real threats that America faces. But perhaps no issue is more important than the conspiratorial thinking that has led many otherwise well-meaning Americans to raise awareness about child sex trafficking epidemic that simply does not exist.
But Matt, all these people do is lie. All they do is gaslight us, and it's serving to wake up at least those who can think.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever watch CNN, it's just lie after lie after lie. I mean, you're more likely to know the truth, I think, if you just took the exact opposite of what they said. Like if you did like literally for a week, the exact opposite of what they recommended, you'd probably be A, quite wealthy and B, quite healthy.
I like that. No, that's perfect. If you'd stop listening to them or do the opposite of what CNN says or what MSNBC says, you'd probably be more healthy and wealthy. I think that's spot on.
You wouldn't be buying Facebook stock. You'd be buying precious metals, and you wouldn't have taken a bioweapon. You'd have run away from it as fast as you could, and we did. And like throughout the entire incident, I posted nothing but "don't take this bioweapon shot." And if you like listen to CNN, you've now got a turbo cancer.
Well, you mentioned Facebook, Matt, and I just saw something on Zero Hedge that really resonated with me regarding Zuck the Cuck's new Twitter clone, Threads. And basically what this author had said is that 100 million deranged Americans are dumb enough to trust Mark Zuckerberg by joining Threads. He says millions of people just made a statement that they're not interested in open discussion. And I thought that was spot on. Those 100 plus million Americans are opposed to the Republic, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, and they're too stupid to even know it.
Yeah, I mean, Threads is just going to be one massive echo chamber. It's going to be what Twitter was before Elon took over. At least he's allowed people with different opinions from the left to actually express them, whereas Mark Zuckerberg isn't. If everything you know, if you're for freedom, you must be a Nazi. Like, it's just going to go crazy. It's just one massive echo chamber, and they just pretend everybody who disagrees with them has like ulterior and sinister motives. Yeah, it's going to be a massive failure, I think, and I'm certainly hoping it's going to be. I'm certainly hoping it goes the way of Bush, you know, Bud Light, Disney. Yeah. I'm hoping they all like just hit the ground and never get back up again.
Well, and by the way, you mentioned Disney. Their parks are way more empty than normal because people, first of all, their prices are out of control. Second of all, people are no longer wanting to contribute, at least those of us who are awake, to woke Disney. And third of all, Bud Light. I just want to drive the point home that we the people have the power, and Bud Light is no longer one of the top 10 beers in the United States. And thank God for that. So you go woke, you go broke, because we the people have the power. All right, one more thing I want to share here. Roy Cooper, the Democrat governor of North Carolina. These governors, these blue state governors, Matt, are completely aligned against we the people and our children. Democrat governor vetoes bills banning child genital mutilation. The North Carolina legislature must override. Stu Peters covered this. And I just want to say that it is the three bills in North Carolina to protect children and safeguard families. And who wants to override this? Who doesn't want this in place? Of course, another blue state governor. These people are sick, and they really truly hate our children, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, this is a level of insanity that I still can't grasp. It's like, what sort of person is against protection of kids from, like, just anything, from, you know, pronoun uses, but males competing in biological women's sports? I mean, that's putting women in severe danger. I mean, boxing? Well, you're going to put like a biological male with a female in a boxing and call that a fair fight? That this is just crazy. But the worst one is the blockage on the mutilating surgeries. Apparently, that's okay in like North Carolina. It's just an insanity. You just wouldn't believe what is happening unless you were here to witness it.
Right.
I genuinely think when we look back in this time in history, we will look back and think, what the hell were these people thinking?
Well, it does make you wonder, man. It reminds me a lot of Sodom and Gomorrah. And I would have to believe there were some decent people with integrity who lived in Sodom or Gomorrah who were appalled by what they were seeing. And it feels like much the same here. And I'm going to point to California, because the same is true here. Oh, and by the way, the state in which I live, Minnesota, all of the blue states are aligning with the agenda to hurt children. And when I say hurt children, y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about 8, 9, 10-year-old children, even younger than that, getting sex change operations, and they call it gender affirmation surgeries. That is literally upside down world. Orwell's War is Peace, Freedom is Slavery. Sex change operations are gender affirming surgeries. It's pure, absolute pits of hell lunacy, Matt.
Yeah, it's everything's almost the exact opposite nowadays, isn't it? Whatever you're told, just believe the exact opposite, and you're probably fine. This is just crazy. How do you stop, or how do you conclude, like, mutilating an 8-year-old because their parents insist they should be a different gender? I mean, how much of this is parents driven to wanting to be fitting in? You know, I've got a trans kid as well. And they're mutilating their kids because of it. These people shouldn't be celebrated. They should be facing a jury. This is just the strangest thing I've ever seen. I mean, I can understand taking a bioweapon if you think it's a vaccine. I just can't understand anything about this. Like, it's okay to like put an 8-year-old under surgery or beta blockers or anything like that. It's just an insanity I've never seen before. That's the thing you've got to be looking out for in the dating world nowadays, isn't it? Just how insane might your girl, the girl you're going to marry, be? You're going to have to like put them through a pretty big screening process, like, just to make sure that she, like, if you have a child with her, she's not going to change its gender. I never thought I'd say anything like that in my life.
Yeah, I know.
But unfortunately, it's just the reality of living in the modern world. I think Ryan Christian interviewed or went through a thing of somebody who actually worked in one of these things. And she says the coercion, the doctors who just won't just say shut up, don't question the science, and the puberty. She was horrified by what it was, and after 2 years, she had to get out just because, like, they were almost forcing these mentally ill kids through this gender surgery just for profit. I keep saying they should be in front of a jury trial, but like a firing squad would be just as good, in my opinion.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. Just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, it's no surprise to my listeners that the U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s when the dollar decoupled from gold. And the government seems bent on continuing the tradition of debasing your money. From now until the next elections, the government will just print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. This means one thing: the security of your family and your future is in your hands. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. Make sure you retain the value of your wealth. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the one asset that is proven to withstand recession, inflation, and just about all economic threats. Noble Gold Investments is here to help you if you want to invest in gold. And this month, you're able to get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. The link is below.
Like, I keep saying they should be in front of a jury trial, but like a firing squad would be just as good, in my opinion.
No, they really should. And I'll just say one more thing on this topic before we move on. Again, there's a war on our language, there's a war on our culture, and there's a war on our children. One of the weapons they're using in this war on our language regarding this entire trans insanity agenda is, and I just read this today, they want folks, I guess, in schools to start referring to girls' vaginas as bonus holes. You can't make this up. This is pits of hell, insanity, Sodom and Gomorrah level stuff. Literal crimes against our families, crimes against our children. And I'll remind you all, what does the Bible say? It would be better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and hurl yourself into the depths of the sea than to hurt one of these little ones who would believeth in me. All right.
Yep.
All right. I think this is related, Matt. Escaping the Illuminati, the Warburgs, Bohemian Grove, and Abduction with Peter A. Kirby. Why don't you bring us up to speed? I guess this involves the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and Warburgs, of course, just like the central bank, Federal Reserve, involves those same families.
Yeah. In case you were any doubt that these like uber rich families who own banks are a bit depraved, perhaps you want to listen to this little clip with Sarah Westable and Peter Kirby, because he essentially relates a story when he was young about having his father, apparently, or his parents knew the Warburgs, Felix and Sue. Now, they both passed away now, apparently. And he was known as Pete for some reason. Apparently, he was known as Peter as well. But apparently, when he was like very, very young, he came out of the bedroom essentially he'd woken up and found his parents like slumped on the sofa. And when this Felix and Sue Warburg noticed him, they chased him around the room, and she went to go and grab a needle. And he had to pick up a knife to defend himself. In that interview, it sort of cuts off to like, please follow the rest of this story on my Substack. But if you're in any doubt that these families are complete degenerates, that might dissuade you of it. It's like just utter lunacy.
Well, let me just say, I think you're right. And I've talked about this in detail so many times before, most recently with my guest, Dr. Len Horowitz, in which we talked about the Biltmore Mansion, right, in the Vanderbilt bloodline. And the Biltmore happens to be in, wait for it, North Carolina. So, of course, the Vanderbilts love that governor, Roy Cooper. But the Biltmore Mansion, the Vanderbilt bloodline, the pool in the basement that is not a pool for swimming, I assure you. I'll show you a picture of it right here, folks. And I talked about that with Len Horowitz. And then I showed the Podesta art, right? The artist that the Podestas love to collect depicts a little boy hanging from ropes in a swimming pool, a tiled swimming pool, much like the one in the Vanderbilt Mansion, the Biltmore. And as I shared that information with Len Horowitz, Len stopped me and said, Sean, I thought you were showing those pictures from my book, Ayahuasca Death Cult, because he covered it in his book. And he concluded, not only is that pool in the Vanderbilt Mansion, the Biltmore, suspect, He believes that the little boy depicted in the art is Anderson Cooper. So this ties the whole thing together. These people, yep, these families, these robber barons, and these central banking bloodlines are absolutely insane. These people interbreed. They torture their children, I believe, and they traffic in their children. They swap their children, and they create dutiful little robots for the ones who survive. That's what I firmly believe at this point, Matt.
Yeah, I think there's ample evidence completely what you might call politely call completely degenerative behavior on behalf of some of these elites. And I think that a lot of that came out from the Seth Rich leak, WikiLeaks emails, references and pictures and spirit cooking and sacrifices. I mean, these people are just as we keep saying, basically satanic, isn't it? It's like they believe in this kind of thing, and they're prepared to carry it out on humans. They've got no empathy, no conscience whatsoever. It's like the little people are for playthings.
Well, and by the way, last word on Anderson Cooper. You know, it's my understanding that he doesn't step foot into the Biltmore. I don't know that. I can't verify that. But what I do know about Anderson Cooper is he gets $12 million a year from CNN to gaslight the American people. And according to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has made this accusation, Anderson Cooper was paid $12 million to push the Pfizer bioweapon. So that's all you need to know about Anderson Cooper, who did spend a short stint with the CIA, I believe, during his college years.
I think that's true. Yeah, I think I've heard that multiple times. Yeah, I think to be fair, I think a lot of these I say media networks, they're not really media networks anymore, are they? But I think they're almost completely CIA owned now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that about 2 years ago, Zero Hedge had a story whereby in Switzerland they set up an email encryption company. And it, for years and years, it had been advertising itself as essentially like on completely encrypted emails, like completely secure. And then the Zero Hedge story just basically announced that since 1974, this place had been set up by the CIA and West German intelligence. It was completely bought out. So I think Project Mockingbird probably didn't wind down at all. I think it moved up into that model. I think it probably now, rather than just embedding reporters with the CIA bent, it's just started buying out the companies. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if the CIA, via BlackRock, just owned all the big media companies at this stage. It certainly seems like it.
Oh, they do. I believe they do. Yeah. And it's all part of CIA Operation Mockingbird and these people that parrot what is called the quote-unquote news, which is really the propaganda designed to fool the American public. Well, these people are all bought and paid for, and they're paid by the CIA. That's all on the record. By the way, guys, behind the deep state, BlackRock, the fourth branch of government? Well, this according to the New American, and I tend to believe this because there are two corporations, there are two holding companies, there are two investment vehicles that hold most of the shares, the majority of shares of pretty much all of the most important companies in the world. And that is BlackRock and Vanguard. So BlackRock is the fourth branch of government, according to Bloomberg. That's interesting. These vampires in Washington, D.C. are unbelievably cheap to buy. I mean, literally, you can buy these people and get them in your pocket for not a lot of money, Matt.
Yeah, I think the BlackRock recruiter was saying anything from like $10,000 and he can buy them out. And he said $500,000 buys you almost everything. Now, BlackRock's got 10 trillion assets under management. I would think they could buy your complete Congress like multiple times over. And I suspect they are doing. That's certainly Alex Newman's point, is that BlackRock has got essentially a revolving door between all their heads of global initiatives and the Biden administration. It's just lobbying it 100%. It's just that they've infiltrated the Democratic Party to such a level that they're probably, I'm assuming, just like got a massive influence on who the Democratic Party leaders are and what their policies are. So I think they're BlackRock's probably just running your country.
Well, as we're discussing BlackRock. And of course, these folks are behind the move. So is the Federal Reserve Central Bank, the privately owned central bank in the United States. They want to introduce their CBDC, their central bank digital currency, so they can track and trace every single one of us and every transaction we make. So if they don't like our politics, and you know they don't, Matt, they can just turn off our ability to participate in the economy. But standing in stark contrast to that is news from BRICS of a gold-backed currency. Now, this is a big deal, Matt, because I can assure you BlackRock and the Fed, they don't want a gold-backed currency to compete with the fiat dollar. And by the way, they don't even want the fiat dollar in physical form anymore. They want a central bank digital currency, a track and trace plantation currency to keep us all the slaves. And that's what they see us as. They believe we are their slaves.
Yeah, if we adopt that, we're going to become their slaves. This is huge news. I posted quite a bit on this. I think it's like the BRICS have just come out with they're essentially going to now initiate a gold-backed currency initiative. And I think 41 countries have signed on to it, or at least are interested. So, yeah, this is huge. This is a massive blow to the dollar. And at the same time, the US is trying to get you into essentially a slave coin, where if you disagree with Kamala Harris's latest pronouncement of genius, you simply won't be allowed to buy food. And Nigel Farage, I don't know whether you noticed that, he's just come out recently. He said he's been completely debanked from Coutts. He is having his account closed, and no bank will actually open another account for him. So he's having to say, I might have to leave to the UK so I can actually afford to buy stuff. This is just going to be a completely controlled surveillance system where if you do not agree with the powers that be, you will just not be allowed to board a plane. You will not be allowed to buy food. You will not be allowed to do anything. So it's essentially just going to control your life, obey, or you know, you're just going to have to obey. But hopefully this BRICS currency is going to start moving the completely opposite direction and start bringing a little more freedom to a different part of the world. I'm certainly hoping so.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. And let me just say, we the people simply cannot, we must not comply, because they do require our compliance.
Yeah, I mean, that's our mission, really, isn't it? Is to wake up enough people to actually just not comply. It's a famous quote, and I can't remember who said it, but it's like, civil disobedience isn't the problem. It's civil obedience is the problem. There are too many people who just comply without thinking. If you do this and go straight into a CBDC and you're a good little person and a good little citizen, you'll be given a CBDC. But if you have the wrong opinion, you won't. And that's the way the world's going. And I think we've got to wake people up, or enough people up, to form a critical mass that are people who just will not accept what's being thrown at them. Like, if you tell me to use a CBDC, I won't. You tell me to use a vaccine passport before I can travel, I won't. And just, I will keep using cash. I will keep doing everything I can to make sure that I remain as isolated from your plan of control as possible. And I think the more people that do that, the greater chance of complete failure on their part.
Well, the last news item I want to share before we wrap this up, and it's this. Wannabe vampire Alexander Soros is a vampire. He literally is a vampire. These people feast on the blood of the dead. They profit from the blood of the dead. They fund the wars that kill people, and they celebrate it. You can almost literally see the evil pouring out of this human being. And I don't even know if he is a human being. I think he's possessed by demons, just like his father, Matt.
Yeah, you look deep into his eyes and there's just something wrong there. It's that just gut feeling when you look at him. That guy is not straight. There is something seriously wrong. And he's just taken over the Soros Empire, hasn't he? Which apparently has just laid off 40% of its staff. So hopefully that'll fail about as well as Disney.
Let me just say, too, I think this is spot on. And I did listen to Alex Jones' rant about Alexander Soros. I think this is right. And I've said this for a very long time. Just like J.P. Morgan, it was revealed after his death that the majority of his wealth was really holding assets for the House of Rothschild family. Alexander Soros, just like his dad, is a New World Order agent. He is the New World Order government, or at least that's what he represents. He is the Rothschilds agent in charge. the front-facing foot soldier in this war against humanity are people like Soros, Macron, Trudeau, and Joe Biden.
Yep. Gates.
And Gates, absolutely right.
Yeah, Bill Gates. Kissinger. Yeah, the lot of them. They're all just like the puppets that are dangled in front of you. They clearly get their marching orders from, let's just say, a higher authority.
That's right. And their goal is to destabilize society. And they are now in the process of trying to destroy our civilization, Western civilization, the Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. Soros is funding the invasion of both the United States and Europe. And what I don't understand, Matt, as we part ways here, for the life of me, I do not understand why these people have not been indicted and blackbagged. I don't understand why they haven't been taken to Guantanamo and tried for their crimes against humanity. And I know some people believe those trials are currently happening. I pray to God that's true. Matt, I don't see any hardcore evidence of that being the case, but I pray it's true.
Yeah, no, same here. I mean, clearly that he's a protected person. He's going to be like Hunter Biden, isn't he? He's like, he could strangle somebody on the White House lawn. And nobody in mainstream media would say anything about it. He's the person on the ground doing all the stuff from the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. So nobody's going to touch him. The only hope, as I can see it at the moment, is actually either Trump or RFK getting into the White House and putting the cat amongst the pigeons, because then he might run from the light once Trump's on there. I mean, Trump's already threatened to take on the deep state, and I think he's much more prepared for that than he ever was. I think in his first term, I don't think he quite grasped the scale of the people against him. Whereas I think in the second term, should he get one, if it's not stolen from him by nominations or ballot rigging, if he gets in, he really needs to sort this out and just put all these people in, like you say, in Guantanamo, because that's the least of what they deserve, I think.
Yeah, they really do deserve to be hung by the neck until dead for their crimes against humanity and for their treason. And that gets me back to the Biden crime family. But here's an image of that wannabe vampire, Rothschild agent Alex Soros, funding bloodshed worldwide. You can read all about it. You can listen to the Alex Jones piece here on my site, thephaser.com. Look at this wussy. Look at this satanically possessed demon creature masquerading as a human being. And by the way, there's Jimmy Dore. A shout out to Jimmy. You do great work. Honestly, Jimmy, I think that if I was still on YouTube and I was doing what you're doing, I think they'd still kick me off because, you know, I'm a conservative libertarian. But because Jimmy identifies as a Democrat, for some reason, they allow him to tell the truth on YouTube. So the Biden family took millions in Chinese bribes, according to that now targeted by the DOJ whistleblower, Dr. Gail Luft. And that's exactly what you'd expect in a banana republic.
It is. Yeah, it's exactly what you'd expect. I mean, we say it, we don't say it as a hyperbole. That's exactly what you expect in a banana republic. Somebody to tell about the corruption of the political elite and for that person to be the actual criminal and targeted. And now he's got to go on the run for actually speaking the truth and talking about the corruption of the Biden family. So hopefully, as I said, Trump will get in and you can he can come back to the US and make testimony. But until then, you need to get rid of the corrupt people. They're corrupt beyond belief. And I think the hubris is getting to them now. And hopefully hopefully Trump will get in and start kicking butt and putting the right people in place to actually shine the light on some of these cockroaches. And hopefully they'll scrape in the dark and you've got a bit of a brighter future of tomorrow.
Well, we all pray for a brighter future, and I'll try to continue to see our cup as half full and pray for the very best. And friends, by the way, I want to show you this before we part ways with Matt. SGT Report is the corporate propaganda antidote, and you can always find my latest three videos right at the top, like the one I just hit play on. This is the one with Tom Renz. It's pure, unadulterated evil. And of course, here's the one with Hope and Tavon, their nanotech genocidal beast plan. And this one over here with Todd Callender and Dr. Lee Vliet. Evil never stops. And evil, in my view, is personified by this face. That's Bill Gates. You can scroll down, and after the first two sticky videos at the top, which are mine, you're going to get news from sources we trust that Matt spends a great deal of time every day helping us populate on this website. sgtreport.com. That is the antidote to corporate propaganda, along with thephaser.com and thelibertymill.com. And one last word, friends. Here's something I learned about Rumble, and I really, really hope y'all will help me out here. When I post a new video on Rumble, it's not the view counts that get us into the trending section of alt news on Rumble. It is the likes. It is the thumbs up. That is what gets you into the trending section over on Rumble. So I would ask folks, if you don't mind, please check me out on Rumble and give my videos a like, and you might help propel us into the top 20, which we're never in despite high view counts. So it has something to do with the likes, and I've heard that firsthand from the folks at Rumble. It's not views. It's likes, or I guess they call them rumbles. So just a note, if you guys could help me, head on over to SGT Report on Rumble and give my videos every single time a like and help us start trending so that once in a while we might find ourselves on the front page of Rumble, which is yet to happen. Matt, I want to thank you so much for your time today. Great prep today. Really appreciate the news you've shared here. Thank you for your voice, your courage, and your contribution to SGTReport.com.
You're very welcome, Sean. My pleasure.
God bless you, friend. And until next time, take care of yourself. And friends, I want to remind you, each and every day, for real news, you can visit us for free. Everything is served up to you. The real news, absolutely for free, every single day, 24/7, at sgtreport.com, thephaser.com, and thelibertymill.com. Just three venues that are the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those Mockingbird, mainstream media, CIA, Anderson Cooper lies. God bless you and yours, friends. Bye-bye.
And if I had to think like a criminal and put this into everybody's body, and that was my job, I would focus solely on earning people's trust in any way, shape, or form. And I would utilize as much propaganda as possible to create a global hypnosis so that they would be lined up like the Pied Piper and waltz right in.